Why the CWI and IRA unifying? This historic unification has a clear material basis in the profound change in the class struggle internationally opened up by the world capitalist crisis which began in 2008, and which still rages today. Such periods of sharp change and turmoil are invariably also reflected in developments in the workers' movement and the left, including the revolutionary left, resulting in splits, realignments, and fusions, as ideas, organizations, and tendencies are put to the test. It is our common understanding of, and response to this new period and agreement on the method of how to intervene in it, and the central tasks it poses for the working class and Marxism, which is the basis for our unification. The capitalist crisis is deep and intractable. None of the attempts of the world's ruling classes to deal with it have brought a solution any closer or re-established the system's lost equilibrium. On the contrary, they have stored up the potential for new crises and conflicts. The world economic crisis of overproduction, characterized by a crisis of investment and chronic lack of demand in the world economy, is no closer to being resolved than at the moment of its outbreak. The trillions of dollars injected into the world economy in the form of quantitative easing have not had anywhere near the desired results in resuscitating either investment or demand. Maelstrom. Far from representing a new motor for world growth as hoped for by many capitalist commentators, the last phase of the crisis has seen the so-called emerging economies, with China at the head, drawn into the maelstrom of the world crisis. The global strike of capital investment paints a clear picture of the obstacle which private ownership of wealth and means of production, together with the nation-state, represents for the development of the world economy. The crisis has already resulted in profound changes in the moods and outlook of all classes, most significantly among the working class, young and oppressed peoples around the world. Marxists predicted at the onset of the crisis that it would usher in a period of revolution and counter-revolution, and this has been the tenor of events since then. From the revolutionary upheavals of the Arab Spring in 2011, to mass movements against austerity and the current social rebellion against Trumpism in the USA's urban centers, the period has been marked by the increasing entry of the masses onto the scene of history. This has been accompanied by a polarization in society with a shift to the left in political consciousness and also, as a result of the bankruptcy of reformism and the traditional bourgeois parties, an electoral growth of the far right. The development of new left parties and formations, like Podemos in Spain, France in Salmais, led by Jane Luc Mélenchon, etc., together with the mass left movements around Bernie Sanders and Jeremy Corbyn, are powerful, though complex and unfinished, expressions of this. These new left formations and movements are contradictory and volatile, reflecting the nature of the period which has given birth to them. Our role is to intervene energetically in these processes, while at the same time audaciously and openly defending a socialist, class struggle-based program. While building our own revolutionary organization, we work to assist the development of these formations into new mass parties of the working class armed with a revolutionary alternative to capitalism. A new era of opportunities for revolutionary change has opened up. CWI sections in the USA and Ireland have already played leading roles in mass working class movements which have won important victories, water charges in Ireland and $15 now in US. The members of Izquierda Revolucionaria, in the leadership of the Sindicato de Estudiantes, Students Union, SE, waged a victorious battle against the Revalidus education counter-reforms, in the Spanish state which has consolidated the SE as a fighting point of reference in the struggle against austerity. Victories. These victories show our ability to engage with the masses, and, in certain circumstances, to become a real factor in the situation, which sets our organizations apart from other Marxist organizations. Our unification is rooted in a broad agreement on the perspectives for world capitalism and the tasks which arise for Marxists. However, it is reflected in much more than this. Our mutual experience of discussing and fighting side by side has revealed an agreement not only in ideas and perspectives, but in strategy, tactics, program, and orientation. As Lenin said, without revolutionary ideas there is no revolutionary movement. But equally, ideas and theory without practice are blind. Our Revolutionary International and sections have a clear orientation to intervene in the mass struggles, trade union and political organizations of the working class. We also maintain the principle of the political and organizational independence of the Revolutionary Party. Flexibility in tactics, coupled with principled political and programmatic firmness, is a hallmark of our shared political roots and method. We fight to occupy the front line in the struggle against all forms of oppression, uniting the working class and all the oppressed around a perspective of socialist change. The CWI, together with our new comrades in I, is an international Marxist force with a real base among workers and youth in a number of key countries.